Now, two of Ireland's iconic mammals are the red squirrel and the pine marten. And a sighting of either is a real treat. A number of years ago, regular listeners Bill and Anne Ryan from the River Valley just outside Ballyconnell in County Cavan invited Terry Flanagan down to view the red squirrels, which they had feeding just outside their kitchen windows. Well, recently, Bill was on to us again to say that not only does he have up to half a dozen red squirrels still feeding regularly, isn't he a lucky guy, but there are now at least four pine martens also visiting nightly for food. Bill and Anne were so intrigued that they mounted a wildlife camera to view the antics of this elusive mammal. And lo and behold, they discovered that one of their diners only has one eye. For a predator, having only one eye is, generally speaking, bad news and doesn't bode well at all for its chances of surviving in the wild. So to find out how this one-eyed pine marten was managing, Terry Flanagan went to County Cavan to take a closer look.
Now, Terry, look at that there. Now.
I can see him.
Two red squirrels.
And there are two separate feeders.
Two separate feeders.
And one of the feeders there has peanuts, but he has to dip into the box,
I think. He
has to
dip in. The lid is on a hinge and he has to tap it with his head and reach in and get the peanuts.
And the other guy's feeding here, just right in front of us, also on peanuts.
Also on peanuts, yes.
How many red squirrels have you here?
I've seen up to six at any one time, but we reckon there probably are more. And what I'd love to do and hope to do this year is to organise a census. I've roped in a number of my neighbours here, and if we go out at the same time to different areas here within River Valley and do a count.
Because what you are, you're almost enclosed here, and there's a lot of woodland, a lot of coniferous woodland here.
A lot of coniferous woodland, and we are enclosed, and they're protected more or less in here because most of these homes are holiday lettings.
Right. It's
and
very
for most
quiet.
Of the season, it's very quiet.
Yeah. Now, although I'm enjoying the red squirrels, it's not the red squirrels I've come to see today. It's the pine marten. You've got pine martens here.
We've
as
got
well.
Pine martens, Terry, but it would be unusual to see them by day. We have seen them by day.
Right.
But by night, they come in here and I put out a trail cam.
And we can see that in a moment.
And we can see that in a moment.
But there's
yes.
one particular pine marten I'm interested in, because you told me you've got a one-eyed pine marten.
Yes, since you've last been here, Terry, we have a one-eyed pine marten who comes in at night. And at first, my wife Anne picked it up. She said, his two eyes are not lighting up on the camera.
Right.
And when we looked in more detail and we got a daytime shot, very early morning shot, we could see the one eye was missing. And I think he's coming in now 3 years, maybe longer. But when he came in first, he was very scrawny. He didn't look healthy. His tail was ragged. His body was very lean. But he looks quite good now.
See, these are carnivorous animals. I know they will eat some fruit now, but they would be considered to be carnivores. And carnivores need to have two eyes, first of all. And they need to have them to the front.
Right.
Eyes to the front, likes to hunt.
Okay.
Eyes to the side,
good.
Likes to hide. But what I'm really amazed at is this guy is still alive, yet he will have great difficulty in hunting.
Yes, I suppose my wife has mentioned that it's probably because we feed it that he's surviving. He definitely looks far healthier now than when we first saw him, mm-hmm. you know.
Because the idea is you need the two eyes at the front for what's referred to as stereoscopic vision, to be able to see not just the item that you're chasing after, but to be able to see where it is in space, in other words, in distance, so that when you're chasing after this prey item, that you know exactly where it is so that you can catch it.
Right, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
At least it's lying on the ground here for him. He doesn't have to chase it.
Now, you mentioned a moment ago you've got some footage of him.
I have, yes, I have.
Let's have a look.
See it.
You have it on the computer here.
I have indeed. Now, this one, I simply call it One Eye.
One Eye, right.
But Anne calls it Nelson.
So this is a piece of video.
This is picked
here
up with the trail cam. This
it's
is early
daytime.
Morning.
Oh, you can see there the one eye very, very distinct.
Yes, you can see it.
Now he's coming in. I can hear the birds in the background there. Now he's very slow moving in one sense, isn't he? This is taken on 2018, I see here.
2018.
And the temperature was -2,
quite
so it's pretty cold.
Yeah, quite cold.
And he's just coming up to the table here now. And you're leaving food out for him.
I leave food out there for him.
Very clear there. The right eye is missing.
The right eye it is, yes.
Now look, he's gone to the tree. He doesn't actually get up the tree. He moves off. Now he does look a little bit scrawny.
He does, yes. He looks lean. He looks maybe even sick. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And you're leaving the food out for him for how long now?
Leave the food out. Oh, we're doing it now. 4 years.
4 years.
But definitely he turned up, I'd say, in 2017. Mm-hmm. Now, he might have been there before that, but we didn't actually notice the eye because we were only picking him up by night.
Now, you showed some clips there that you had earlier. There are at least three others there as well.
There are at least three others, maybe more.
Okay. You have another piece of video there. Yes. I want to have a quick look at. And this one is...
It's Nelson again.
Oh, there he's actually feeding. So what you have is you have a feeding box there and it's on a tree. It's probably about a metre high or less than a metre high.
Yes, I put the eggs in there.
Right. It's come down. There's nothing there this time, is there?
It must have already been taken.
Okay.
But just to mention the eggs again, a neighbour of mine, he lets chalets here, Brian. And he was blowing leaves away. And at the back of one of his chalets, he found a collection of eggs, hen's eggs.
Right.
Now, we don't have any hens in here.
So you think,
The pine marten could be stashing
the eggs.
For later. For later, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because sometimes when I put out a number of eggs, I can pick it up on the camera where he comes in, takes an egg in its mouth, disappears. Mm. But it's back very quickly.
Right.
So... And sometimes they eat them on the spot.
So you think
he could be hoarding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go out and have a look then what it's like outside, because I'd like to get a kind of an idea of it. Which way are we going? This way here, is it? Right. Bit of a change in the weather.
It's another storm.
So you're talking about literally just 20 paces away from
the house. Yeah.
And you're just moving straight into
here.
Yeah, you're just moving straight into the woodland. And I can see the box here. There's your box there. And then you also have a feeding station here on the ground.
I have a feeding station here. And I've noticed lately when the food has been eaten from the dish and some rainwater might collect in it, I've noticed him drinking from the dish. So I leave the dish.
And where do you put the cameras? Just here at the background, is it?
I put the camera on a tree here at the back, and I have a little board at the base. I try to get different angles, different heights, onto the feeding area and onto the box that I put the eggs into.
They're an incredible animal, aren't they? They're really
fabulous.
Beautiful animal.
Beautiful.
And you can see, too, where all the trees are, how they get their Irish name, Koch Cream.
Yes, exactly. And to see them going up through the trees at speed and across the branches, they're just amazing. Fantastic.
What do you hope to get from this? Do you hope for them to become somewhat tamer or what?
No, I would rather they still remained a wild animal.
Yeah.
But the only one that we'll probably look after is the one-eyed.
Well, I suppose he wouldn't. I really don't think he would be alive only for you.
I think that's true, yes. Yeah. I think so, yeah.
And can you tell if he's mating with one of these other two adults here?
I've seen him in, and I have it on a clip I must show it to you, where the one-eyed came in with another one, only quite recently, and they were feeding together.
Right.
So possibly. Okay. It would be lovely to think.
Have you any idea what happened to the eye?
I don't know. I really don't know. Was it in a fight?
Mm.
Could it have got caught in a barbed wire fence?
Yeah.
Was it even born that way? Can that happen? I don't know.
Bryce, come on, we move back inside again before we finish, because it's starting to lash rain here again. And the weather hasn't been good for the last couple of weeks now.
It's been absolutely terrible. It's been very wet, very windy.
And look, just as we come back in, your red squirrel is back there at the feeder again.
I think he's getting in.
Is there any interaction between the red squirrel here and the pine marten?
I've never seen them together.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the red squirrel, when he goes through the trees, he can go at
a fair pace.
Fair pace, and he can go up onto the lighter branches than, say, a grey could.
Going back to the pine marten too, they are very acrobatic, aren't they?
Oh, they are fast.
Yeah.
They are indeed. They're off the ground in the tree with claws.
Yeah.
And up through that tree at speed. And but again, the stronger branches.
Yeah.
Not the little branches that the red
can go. They're a big animal too, aren't they?
It's a fair size. Like it's bigger than you would actually think.
It's a lot bigger than the squirrel.
Oh, it's way bigger than the squirrel, yes, it is indeed.
And big, strong, sturdy paws.
Paws and very sharp teeth.
Yeah, and the tail is very bushy too.
The tail is very bushy, yeah.
It's just your guy here with the one eye. I just can't get over him.
It's nice to be able to help him.
Yeah. But you know what? You don't know how lucky you are here down in County Cavan, because you have two of Ireland's rarest mammals and they're coming right up to your window that you can look out at them. Certainly the pine marten. There are very few people that get to see pine martens.
We are blessed. We are very lucky.
Yeah.
Very lucky to have this right beside the house, you know.
And long may it last.
And long may it last.
And remember that you can contact the programme by emailing Mooney at RTE.ie.